This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ursula von der Leyen is the president of the European Commission, visiting China recently, coterminously with the visit of the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. And remarks made during that visit by Ursula von der Leyen and subsequently suggest there is not uniformity in opinion in the EU of China. China the aggressor, China the prosperous country looking for trade, China the exporter, China the technological master of the future. Ursula von der Leyen, before her visit to China, had this to say. We have seen a very deliberate hardening of China's overall strategic posture for some time, she said, addressing the EU. And it has now been matched by a ratcheting up of increasingly assertive actions. There was a stark reminder of that last week in Moscow during President Xi's state visit. Far from being put off by the atrocious and illegal invasion of Ukraine, President Xi is maintaining his no-limits friendship, in quotes, with Putin. Mary Kissel, the executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, is here to comment on what used to be called cognitive dissonance. Europe is trading with China. Europe sees part of its future prosperity in that trade and at the same time shares goals such as mitigating climate change. And yet, as the president of the European Commission says, a hardening of position because of China's linkage with the unacceptable behavior in Moscow. Mary, a very good evening to you. You practiced diplomacy for some years with Secretary Pompeo, dealing with China that was hostile but nowhere near the scale of today. And yet the questions that Ursula von der Leyen raised have been around for years. Can they be resolved, Mary, in the European Union? We're going to stay in the EU. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, the free world is in a transitional period, moving away from the four decades in which we considered China a strategic partner, almost a friend, to a stance where we're slowly recognizing that China is actually an enemy and trying to decouple from us. Ursula von der Leyen made some helpful comments that you just quoted. She's also spoken about what she calls, quote, economic de-risking. This is simply what we call, more quaintly, being mugged by reality. The Europeans are looking at what happened to their companies when Russia invaded Ukraine, where they had to pull out precipitously and lost a lot of money. And they're worried that the same thing might happen again in China. And yet, because we are in this transitional period, they cannot bring themselves to the logical position that trading with the enemy and linking your key supply chains to the enemy is not a great idea. But then again, we shouldn't be surprised about this, John. The European Union follows the lead of the United States, and we ourselves are confused. What is the language that the U.S. president and our Secretary of State use? They say things like we want to, quote, cooperate, compete, and confront with China. Well, which one is it? Can we really cooperate with them? Is there any evidence that they're cooperating with us? What does compete mean if they don't follow the same rules that we follow in matters such as trade? And when we say confront, how much are we willing to, quote unquote, confront them and in which venue? Economically, diplomatically, militarily? All of that is very unclear. So I'm not surprised that you see confusion in Brussels about how one can, you know, which von der Leyen also said, quote, carve out our own distinct European approach, but at the same time, quote, de-risk. And then you have, just to throw in one more figure, the foreign affairs minister, Josep Borrell, who said, quote, we are in rival mode, but we have to keep talking with China, end quote. Well, that's the thinking from the 2000s. We must talk at all costs, ignore what they're doing, and let's focus on what they're saying. And that's just outdated and completely useless thinking. We have to recognize what this nation is, what they do, what their aspirations are, what their goals are, and we need to readjust accordingly. But if the United States can't do that, then we can't expect the Europeans to do it too, because they won't get there on their own.
Momentarily leaving the EU and moving to the G7 meeting in Japan in these last hours and days, the G7 is not only Europe, but Asia, U.S., Japan, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, and the United Kingdom. A statement from the G7, released in these last hours, declares that peace and stability between China and Taiwan are indispensable. The statement balanced the tougher talk on China with a line saying that the seven nations stand prepared to work together. So we have, on the one hand, a statement that peace and stability are important to us at G7. On the other hand, we're standing prepared to work together. This suggests, Mary, that the confusion or the paradox is not only in Europe, it's also in the United States, because the United States is a leader in both venues. Do you believe that that paradox is being resolved by the present hostile actions of China, or is there still the hesitation to declare China a foe?
Yes, there's just an enormous amount of wishful thinking and confusion, particularly in places like the State Department and in other cabinet officials' offices. I mean, all you have to do is look at the efforts to get not one, not two, not three, but four cabinet officials to China to talk to their counterparts, and they're basically being snubbed and ignored, as is the U.S. president, I might add. So what is it going to take for us to get the message that we are expected to kowtow to Beijing and to make these ritualistic visits, as many European and African countries have recently made, to bow at Xi Jinping's altar and to, you know, smile for the cameras and, you know, say things that can be useful for Chinese propaganda, as French President Emmanuel Macron so gladly did. I'm afraid, John, that this confusion will last until there is a strong message from the top of the U.S. government, namely the U.S. president, giving direction to our vast bureaucracy and to the American people to say, look, of course we don't desire war, but we are looking at what the Chinese are building militarily. It has one goal, which is global power projection. We're looking at what they're doing inside of our country in the form of espionage and interference in our own domestic political affairs. We've seen what they've done to their neighbors as they have built this capacity. And we're listening to what Xi Jinping is saying about how he's going to use this power in the future. And it's all very alarming. And now is the time to get prepared for a confrontation that we hope never occurs. But should it occur, we need to be very clear about what we would do. And so these sort of wishy-washy statements from the G7, you know, dancing around the issue, this is not going to deter anybody. We need to be very clear. We need to say, if you, China, decide to invade your neighbor or other neighbors, we, the group of freedom-loving nations, which has contributed so much to peace and stability in the world in the last 100 years, we will take action and you will suffer and you wouldn't want that visited upon you. We need to say it in those terms for Xi Jinping to understand.
The Chinese foreign ministry responds to the G7 statements about looking for peace and stability between China and Taiwan. All right, this is the response from Mr. Wang. Relevant countries must recognize that the Taiwan question is China's internal affair, which brooks no external interference. Translate that, Mary, into American English.
Well, they're being very clear in the face of our confusion. China is saying, we consider Taiwan our property. We will do with it what we want, regardless of what you say or think. We're not afraid of you, and don't mess with us. And so this is the kind of clear signaling that we need to give Beijing. Remember, John, Xi Jinping doesn't exist in the same kind of, you know, open flow of information that a U.S. president exists in. He's not getting news feeds from Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal and BBC and all of the rest. He has a small group of advisors who are probably telling him what he wants to hear, as totalitarian regimes usually do. He's not an incredibly educated man. He makes mistakes constantly, whether it's the lockdown or his economic mismanagement or angering nations that would easily be friends and allies with him through their blundering and their bullying. So we have to be clear. And that is the only way the message is going to get through to him and deter him from doing something that may start a war.
Mary Kissel is the executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. We turn from the hostile power of Beijing to the hostile power of Russia. And what is to be done about what we're learning gradually, day after day, of the leaks about Ukraine war? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.